Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom the God has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robes of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. Word of God, word of life. We will read Psalm 126 responsively. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then were we like those who dream. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad indeed.
Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses of the Negev.
Those who sowed with tears will reap with songs of joy.
Those who go out weeping, carrying the seed, will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves.
Our second reading is from 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise the words of prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good, abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to John. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all may believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet? John answered them, I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal. This took place in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. The United States possesses profound wealth on a global scale. That wealth affords many in this nation a great deal of comfort and freedom. Social scientists often seek to measure a sense of well-being as a proxy for happiness. Decades ago, those researchers learned that money cannot buy one happiness, with several caveats. From the levels of deep poverty up through a certain level of income, money does, in fact, provide for a greater sense of well-being. Those who cannot afford what Maslow's hierarchy of needs identifies as basic needs will struggle with their sense of well-being. Providing for physical and safety needs remains basic and unachievable for many in this wealthy country. Clean air, clean water, food, heat, clothing, shelter, sleep, coupled with health, personal security, emotional security, and financial security all provide that baseline. Some struggle with a sense of security even when their circumstance bodes favorably. For some, greater income and wealth actually contributes to a sense of insecurity. Perception counts for a great deal and makes assessing one's own circumstance challenging. Whole swaths of the population in the United States do not experience fear about where they will sleep, whether they will eat or drink, and whether they will have shelter and warmth necessary to survive. Other populations have experienced generations of discrimination that erode all those basic needs. Food insecurity, housing insecurity, and physical safety insecurity become oppressive for many. These realities represent a really important perspective as the church hears Isaiah today. Isaiah's words echo the servant songs from earlier in the prophecy. And in Luke's gospel, Jesus uses these words to announce the nature of his ministry. In Luke, Jesus reads from the scroll of Isaiah in the synagogue at Nazareth. Jesus announces that these words have been fulfilled in the hearing of all who gathered that day. Isaiah 61 speaks volumes to the church about the mission and ministry of following Jesus. They outline the core of living in the reign of God. And for so many who hear these words in the 21st century America, point of view matters. Isaiah speaks to a people who have been crushed by oppression, who have lost their nation, their city, their temple. They have lost everything. They are brokenhearted. They have been captives and prisoners. They need relief. These words sound different to populations in the United States who have experienced economic circumstances that keep them in low earning, low wage, and crushing poverty. In a nation that has the largest prison population, a nation that has chosen incarceration as the solution through criminalizing so much and thereby building a whole private industry of prisons. Three strikes have created the largest population in prison. And disproportionate shares of the imprisoned population are poor, struggle with mental health issues, and are people of color. For all these populations, the poor, the housing insecure, the food insecure, the imprisoned, these words speak a particular vision in a nation where renewal programs have often defined as blighted communities of minorities and turned them from owners into renters, security for people of color portends different concerns. In this nation, the people of God hear Isaiah speak huge promises, good news to the oppressed, liberty to the captives, release to prisoners, the year of the Lord's favor. Oh, that last one speaks about a principle within Jewish scripture tradition. Scripture called for a year of jubilee. In the year of the Lord's favor, debts are released, land returns to original holders. It involves a massive reset for the sake of rebalancing the economy. For people who live mostly in circumstances not bounded by oppression, incarceration, captivity, and crushing economic circumstance, remembering that Isaiah speaks to the oppressed directly is critical. As Jesus spoke these words, some have called it his inaugural address. He frames what the mission and ministry of those who follow him ought be. This is the reign of God come near. A few years ago, this congregation invited the Reverend Dr. Dawson to speak during Sunday Forum series. He lectured using a book called The Cross and the Lynching Tree. Through the study, many saw with new eyes ways in which, even still, forms of lynching and discrimination abide in American culture. At the end of the series, one member asked, "What can we do?" Dr. Dawson's response was, "Advocate. Advocate with the state legislature against predatory lending in payday loan companies." To that, one could add, "Advocate against laws that contribute to the United States having the highest incarceration rate in the world, and against laws and policies that contribute to incarceration populations skewed heavily toward people of color, the poor, and the mentally ill. Advocate for prison reform that reduces the privatization of the prison system. Advocate for student financial aid reform that reduces reliance on debt, especially for vulnerable populations. Advocate for tax policy that continues and strengthens the earned income credit and the pandemic era child tax credit, both of which have demonstrably reduced child and family poverty. In short, God's call in the wilderness includes being good news for the poor, working for liberty for captives to economic systems that don't work for everyone. The church has responsibility to advocate for the least among us and to ensure justice and peace for all people, especially the poor. Isaiah's call involves more than individual, internal, spiritual change. The call seeks changes to systems that crush whole swaths of the population. The good news invites the faithful to work for liberation and release from these systems so that there may be gladness instead of mourning, praise instead of a faint heart or faint spirit, identities of righteousness to display God's glory, restoration of all that has been ruined in cities and among peoples. For as Isaiah tells us, as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.